Now this is a dictation for Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Beachy, B as in boy, E-A-C-H-Y, September 18, 2003. Mr. Beachy, a 20-year-old gentleman from the Amish community, just moved to Michigan with family, comes from Vermont, V-E-R-M-O-E-T, M-O-N-T, has been seen pediatric nephrologist since 2017 when he was 13 years old, presented with severe weakness and tetany in relation to low potassium, low phosphorus, low magnesium, preserved kidney function, evidence of renal tubular wasting abnormalities, is my understanding, gene testing for common abnormalities for Barter, B-A-R-T-T-E-R, and Gitelman, G-I-T-E-L-M-A-N, has been negative. He is taking a high dose replacement for potassium, magnesium, aldactone. Presently has no specific complainants. He is one of 11 brothers and sisters. Besides him, there are six brothers and four sisters. There was a younger brother at the time of appendicitis, a low potassium, but apparently no further problems. There might be a cousin who might have a more severe electrolyte issues. He's right now without any limitations, compliant with his medications, able to participate on family and community activities, normal appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, urine without any cloudiness, blood, presently no major nocturia, no incontinence. Initially he was low weight and height, but he has stabilized in the 20% lower percentile, comparing to the normal height of his family members. Other review system right now is negative. Next paragraph, there has been no prior surgeries. Next paragraph, no smoking alcohol. He's a member of the Amish community. Next paragraph, other medical review system has been negative. Next paragraph, present medications include potassium tablets, 20 mil equivalents, 13 of them a daily divided doses, aldactone 100, magnesium 400 three times a day, indometacin 25 milligrams, and phosphorus, sodium, potassium powder 3 packets a day. Next paragraph, on physical exam, height 68 inches, 182 pounds, I did blood pressure myself, 130 over 68 on the right, 132 over 68 on the left. Alert of intestine 3, no respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no carotid brewery JVD, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no abdominal distension, muscle ascites, palpable liver spleen, no edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph, I review records provided to me by pediatric nephrology from University of Vermont. The chemistry is from September. There was an elevated bilirubin 1.7. Other liver function tests were normal. Calcium in the upper site at 10.3. Magnesium low at 1.5, no anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, low level of protein in the urine, 30 milligrams per gram. On the urinary districts, no blood, no protein, no cells. Potassium runs low at 3.1, normal sodium acid base, creatinine 0.9 with a BUN of 19. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient with likely renal tubular abnormalities manifested with low potassium, magnesium, phosphorus, with preserved kidney function, normal blood pressure, initially poor development that has stabilized and improved, clinically no symptoms of muscle weakness or tetany, continue chemistry every 3 months. The etiology of this is not clear, as extensively worked up through University of Vermont being negative for typical genetic abnormalities associated to Gitelman. Monitor the exposure to indomethacin. Repeat levels of bilirubin might be an incidental finding, clinically not symptomatic. Low level of protein in the urine. Chemistry every 3 months. Plan to see him back in 6 or early as needed. He's using local pharmacy at Claire, C-L-A-R-E, looking for a family doctor for him and the rest of the family. End of dictation.